أجدر وما ليس مبدئا به فهو أبتر. وتسليمنا بعد الصلاة مؤكدا على أحمد المختار في الذكر ينشر. وبعد فقد قال جل جلاله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أبي أمامة صدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس شيء أحب إلى الله تعالى من قطرتين وأثرين، قطرة دموع من خشية الله وقطرة دم تهراق في سبيل الله. فأما الأثران فأثر في سبيل الله وأثر في فريضة من فرائض الله، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and elders, we find it ourselves in a time that a lot of emphasis is given to worldly education. Secular education has been given a lot of emphasis in every home, in every society, in the minds, in the hearts of each and every person. And the reason for this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Shaitan, he promises that you are going to get poor. And each and every one of us, if we really ask ourselves, sitting here, even if a person is well-to-do, he got a good job, or he owns a good business, or he's getting a good income, the ultimate fear in his heart, and the overriding fear in the heart of each and every person is, what is going to happen tomorrow? Where am I going to get? What if I don't get this deal? What if this happens wrong? Everyone got this fear that I am going to be poor. And this is the fear that Shaitan instills in the heart of each and every person. And because of this fear, we go through great strains in our life. And each and every person now takes the extra step and goes the extra mile to see that how he can get a good education. And he wants to give his children good education. And even, unfortunately, the women folk and the daughters of the ummah, they also, we have a fear that what is going to happen to them if they don't have a good education. So we, our emphasis in our worldly life, in this temporary world, is to get a good education. Why? Because we have this ultimate desire that if I have a good education, then my life will be easy. I'll have enough money and I will get myself a reputable job, or my child will get himself or herself a reputable job, and she or he will earn a good income. And because of this good income, they will be saved from our fear. They will be saved from the fear of poverty, this fear that we have in our hearts and in our minds. Now, brothers, this is not just here. It is not only a problem that we are facing in South Africa, but it is a global problem. And this is what the kuffar drew the attention of each and every person. Each and every person's attention must go to education. And this is now our life's direction. Education, secular education. How we can get a good education so that we can earn well and we can live a good life. Now brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not link a good life in any way to a secular education. We are not saying we should not get a good education. But let us understand, a good life has nothing to do with education. A good life has nothing to do with what we are and who we are. A good life is a life in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as we are pleasing Allah and we are obedient to the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are fulfilling the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only did promise a good life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised ultimate pleasure forever and forever in the year after. So our attention as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be like the attention where the kuffar is. The kuffar's attention is exactly as today our attention are on the very same thing. A good education will get them a good job and a good life. And our attention is the very same. A good education will get us a good job and a good life. But brothers, we the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our guide. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave lots of attention and he paid a lot of emphasis on knowledge to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he enters the masjid, Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sees two groups, one is engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst the other group of people are learning and teaching the deen of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the one group who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah. He looks at the other group who are engaged in learning and teaching the deen of Allah. Rasulullah looks this side, he looks that side. Now it is the ultimate decision which side Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to go. He goes to those who are learning and teaching and he sits with those sahaba and he said, "Innama bu'ithtu mu'allima. I have been sent as a teacher. I have been sent as a teacher." But brothers, the emphasis was on knowledge. But what knowledge? The emphasis was on knowledge. But which knowledge? The emphasis was on the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, when it comes to the knowledge of the deen of Allah, this is where we slack. This is where we slack, and that is why difficulties come into our lives. That is why poverty, the fear of poverty comes into our life. When it comes to the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, this is where we are going down. We got more attention on secular education, but ask our child, what is the meaning of Surah Fatiha? Ask ourselves, what is the meaning? For 20, 30, 40, 50 years, I'm reciting Surah Fatiha in my salah. Do I know what am I saying? Do I know what am I reciting? What is the meaning of Subhana Rabbi al-A'la? What is the meaning of Thana? Daily I am reciting it. But do I have the desire to learn the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. So brothers, the emphasis we are giving is the emphasis on secular education. That the best secular education can do for us is give us a temporary, a wealthy life. That is the best it can give us. But Allah's qasam, the deen of Allah and knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us honor in this world. It will grant us respect in this world. Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a tabi'i. He was a tabi'i, Hazrat Ikrama. He was a tabi'i. He learned knowledge from Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And because of him learning the knowledge, he was a slave. He was a slave. After he was freed, he became one of the most well-known amongst the tabi'in. And everyone used to flock. Even sahaba used to go to him to learn. So brothers, through the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much emphasis. On one hand, the knowledge of the deen of Allah. On one hand, we have to understand from the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of Quran and Hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that we have to have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as reciters of kalima, we have to have the love of Allah. Everyone has the love of Allah. Every one of us have the love of Rasulullah. But what extent of the love of Rasulullah should we have in our hearts? The knowledge of this we have to understand. And we also have to practice. We have to have the knowledge and also practice. Brothers, when it comes to the knowledge of the deen of Allah, let us take a step forward. If we know something, let us learn more. If we know a sunnah, let us learn another sunnah. If we know a dua, let us learn another dua. It should not be that what I learned as a student in my maktab days, in my madrasa days, that is it. Brothers, it's like a child. Like a child who learns how to ride a motorbike in his house, that plastic toy black motorbike he rides in his house. After he reaches 18, 20 years, if you give him a super bike, can you ask, and you ask the child, that very same child who grew up now, do you know how to ride a motorbike? He says, yes, I know. I was riding it when I was 2 or 3 years old. From that age I'm riding. You tell him, brother, that was a different thing. And this is a different thing. The deen we learnt in madrasa and in maktab, that was the simple ABC of deen. But brothers, the true deen, we have to sit down. And sit down with the ulama and let us learn the proper deen of Allah. Let us learn what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise we will be practicing something else. We will be doing something else, thinking we are doing the right thing. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against. He warned us against this. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was warned. Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa raddun. That person who initiates and innovates something new in the deen of Allah, which we will call a bid'ah, an innovation, something new in the deen of Allah. If you innovate it, then فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said that action is rejected. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person himself is rejected. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who gives honor and grants honor to a person who innovates something in the deen of Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَعَانَ عَلَىٰ هَدْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ. This person has helped in the destruction of Islam. So how important it is, if we don't know the correct thing, to learn what is right and to learn what is wrong. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, a simple example. Ask someone to perform salah and tell him to make 3 sajdas in his salah. Will he perform such a salah? Will he perform such a salah? Why won't he perform it? Because he knows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not teach us to perform it in such a manner. And it will not be accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, every action in our deen, if it is contrary to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, it will never ever be accepted in the sight of Allah. It will never gain us the pleasure of Allah. At times we are doing something. We are doing something thinking we are going to get close to Allah. But Allah's qasam, we are not getting any closer to Allah. We are going further away from Allah. Why? Because no emphasis on the knowledge of the deen of Allah. We don't know what is right and what is wrong. So a person feels he is a doctor, he is a lawyer, he is an engineer, and he is educated in the worldly matters. So whatever he feels he wants to do, he will do it. Whatever he feels right to do, he will do it, and no one can tell him anything. Brothers, if we want to do something, and if we do it against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will never ever see barakah in our life. We will never ever see barakah. And this is the strategy of shaitan. This is the strategy of shaitan. When he saw he could not lead the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam astray by turning them away from Allah and turning them away from the deen of Allah, shaitan initiated bid'at. He initiated innovations. Now brothers, some of us feel that only this is a bid'ah. Only that is a bid'ah. Only this is an innovation and that is an innovation. And we have classified ourselves free of bid'ah. We have classified ourselves free of bid'ah. We can never commit something innovation. We can never make an innovation in Islam. Unfortunately, we don't know what is the meaning of bid'ah. Let us go to the ulama, learn what is bid'ah. Learn what is an innovation. How to perform salah and how to do it correctly. If we do it in our own way, it will be an innovation. Similarly, how to do anything in our life. If we do it in our own way, our nikahs, to do it in our own way. And we do it against the sunnah of Rasulullah. This is a bid'ah and an innovation. It will never ever bring us barakah and blessing in our life. Every action in the deen of Allah, we have to do it according to how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. How sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum elucidated and showed us to do it. Brothers, on one occasion, 3 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum came to one of the ummahatul mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they told Hazrat Aisha, asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh ummul mu'mineen, tell us, what is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How does he spend his nights? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, at times he sleeps and at times he performs salah. He sleeps for a portion of the night and he performs salah for a portion. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِن ثُلُثَي اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the night of Rasulullah. A portion he sleeps, a portion he performs ibadah. They asked about the fasting of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, at times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasts, some days he fasts, some days he does not fast. And these sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum concluded, and they said that this is the master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. He is ma'asum and he is sinless. He is ma'asum and he is sinless. There is no sin to the record of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never ever thought of committing a sin. So we have to do more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amma ana, one of the sahaba say that amma ana, regarding me, I will fast every single day of my life. The other sahabi says, amma ana, I will stand in salah every night and I will not sleep the entire night. The third sahabi says, amma ana, regarding me, I will never ever get married. I will never ever get married and I will stay away from getting married so that I can give my whole life and sacrifice my whole life in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns and he hears about these three sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, regarding me, the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I sleep a portion of the night, I perform salah a portion of the night, I fast some days and I don't fast some days, and I get married. Man a'rada an sunnati falaysa minni. The one who has the audacity to turn away from my sunnat, he is not from amongst me. The one who has the audacity to turn away from my sunnah, he is not from amongst me. Brothers, so much emphasis that even in our ibadat, to follow Rasulullah, to do how much Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to do, to do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to do. If we are paying attention to our worldly education, no problem, but pay attention to deen also. If we are doing business, no problem, but pay attention to our deen also. Let us have a balance in our life. Because we are such an ummah. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have created you an ummah wasat. We have created you an ummah which takes the middle path. Let us not only go in one direction and we do only one thing and we neglect our deen. Brothers, let us pay attention to both sides and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a blissful life in this world. Let us not neglect our worldly things, but let us also not neglect our deen. Brothers, at times some of us, we neglect our worldly things completely, and then when it comes to deen, we override, like these three sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum intended doing. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade. He said, take the middle course, do everything in the middle path, don't overdo in one side and don't underdo. And brothers, if we stick to this, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we stay away from all innovations. And to stay away, like we said, from innovations, let us learn what is the sunnah. In one narration it comes that for every innovation initiated in the deen of Allah, the barakah and the blessing of one sunnah is removed from that nation. If a nation innovates something new in the deen of Allah, the barakah and the blessing of one sunnah is removed. Brothers, let us not remove the sunnah. Let us rather stick steadfast to the sunnah. There are many, many du'as to read. Let us read those du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. There are many adhkar to read that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Let us read those adhkar. There are many durood to read that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Let us read those durood. Let us not initiate new things. Let us look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he got his daughters married. Let us get married in the same way. Let us make our nikahs in the same way. Let us not follow this one, that one and the other, and turn away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, safeguard us, grant us the ability to practice on sunnah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us beloved in his eyes, in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen wa akhir da'wana.